On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Guadaguza Municipality says it's shocked by the death of one of its traffic officers who was gunned down this morning. Traffic came to a standstill at the N2 Guadaguza off-ramp where Officer Desmond Arumugam was killed while on duty. It's understood he was leading a crime prevention team to set up a roadblock when he noticed a suspiciously parked minibus taxi.
That has stopped in a very suspicious manner on the road, on the Ling Road, only to find that there was a robbery already going on inside the Kumbi. And as they tried to signal him to him that there is a robbery going on, the suspect, who already had his firearm at hand, fired several shots at him. And unfortunately, he succumbed to the gunshot wounds.
Guadaguza spokesperson Sfiso Zulu says passengers told them the suspect pretended to be traveling to Durban. He then robbed them of their belongings at gunpoint.
Well, the driver of the taxi and his assistant got out of the taxi to run for cover, and the suspect drove the vehicle a few meters away and then abandoned it with the passengers on the road and walked into the Nepal settlement and disappeared.
Zulu says 50-year-old Arumugam was among the most committed officers in the fight against crime. KZN police are looking for the killer. Mzundusi Municipality says last night's torrential rains left a trail of destruction across 10 wards. It says some Pietermaritzburg schools, including Ashdown Primary and hospitals, have been affected. Officials are still assessing the extent of the damage, while power has been knocked out in some areas. Mayor Mzimkulu Tebola says they are still tallying the number of people who will need a place to sleep tonight.
We are busy assessing, and we don't have a number of how many as yet, because the damage is a bit huge. Human Settlements is also on the ground assessing how many people might need to be moved, or where do you need to at least provide material for people to live in their homes.
And several warnings for severe thunderstorms with heavy rain, hail, strong winds and lightning are in place for this afternoon and tonight. The south of the province is on orange level 5, while northern KZN is on yellow level 4. And with hours to go until polls open in the US presidential election, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are preparing for a final campaigning blitz. Both are focusing much of their attention on Pennsylvania, the key swing state that looks likely to decide the result. Pollsters say it's too close to call. Trump and Harris addressed voters overnight.
We have an opportunity in this election to finally turn the page on a decade of politics driven by fear and division.
Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired.
Durban 19 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 17, Richards Bay 21.
And your Newswatch was brought to you by McCain. McCain made for sharing.